For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. 2 days after a deadly attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, President Donald Trump denounced white supremacist groups. One woman was killed when an Ohio man plowed his car into a group of people who were countering a rally by white nationalists. The president was largely criticized for failing to blame supremacists in the hours after the incident. I spoke with a local race relations expert here in mid-Michigan to try to understand what motivates people to join hate groups. Dr. Ron Hall is a professor of social work at Michigan State University. He equates racism to a disease.
This is a disease that impacts not only persons of European descent. I don't know that there were any people of color in the protest march on the white supremacy side this past Saturday, but there are people of color who support the kind of policies that they advocate. For example, there were African Americans who supported Donald Trump who called the black communities in the country places where thugs and criminals live. So I think we're at a point now where we need to talk about racism as a disease that affects American citizens.
I don't want to misinterpret this, but can we infer from that it's not maybe the proper title to call what happened over the weekend in Virginia white nationalism if there are other ethnic groups involved?
I think that, no, you don't have to be white to be a white racist. There's a different dynamic, a little different nuance when you're talking about people of color. But when you are a person of color who advocate for the murder, discrimination against other people of color, I don't see that individual as being any less culpable than a person who is more direct in what they advocate.
Can we detox this disease like we detox alcoholism?
Oh, no doubt about that. I hear a lot of pundits on various media sources that are just really uninformed. I heard a gentleman on, I'm forgetting what news station it was this past weekend, make reference to the fact, well, racism is just something that is going to be here. It's endemic. It is not. We didn't really have racial issues in this country until Europeans became white. And once they became white, they no longer were Irish or Dutch or British. And so they internalized their identity, not nationally, but racially. And that's where the problem began. So we didn't always have this racial issue in this country. We had to learn that. People had to be taught that. And if it's something you have to learn, you can unlearn it. So I'm a lot more optimistic than a lot of the pundits that I hear.
The media can be an unwitting partner in a recruitment effort, I would imagine.
Unfortunately, that's true. These individuals in Charlottesville, Virginia, were looking for attention, which facilitated their movement. Now, this is a free country, a democratic country. Luckily, we do have an independent media. But at the same time, in giving certain people their rights, they're also facilitating their ability to recruit and to spread their message.
I know this is a bigger question than you and I can probably answer. You know, how do we coexist or resolve in a way that is not a false sense of kumbaya, something that's more than just superficial?
Well, I think this confrontation with and to end racism in this country needs to be a national priority. And I think we can start at the most basic psychological level. And this may sound very simplistic, but I can begin, I never refer to my colleagues as white. If your last name is O'Leary, I assume you're Irish. If race comes up, I will refer to you as an Irishman. Anytime we use the term white, it reinforces a whole historical dynamic that we have not been able to get rid of, unfortunately. Now, you know, that's simplistic and it's much more complicated than that, but that's where we can begin. And I can say the same for black, red, and yellow.
Dr. Ronald Hall is a professor of social work at Michigan State University. We have been talking about the recent events this past weekend, the tragic events that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and what some of the underlying causes and effects may be of racial tension and hate groups in America. Dr. Hall, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much.